his predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, the evening TV.
I've never been this jet lagged in my life. I have no idea what time it is.
It's 3.
P.M.?
A.M.
Tuesday?
Thursday.
And you are...
Oh, I overslept. I have to get to the clinic. Steph, you've got Tommy at Gymboree. Kimmy, you have groceries today. I'll see you guys for dinner.
Deej, it's the middle of the night.
Oh, it's 3 a.m.? Tuesday?
I am not doing this again.
What are we gonna do for 5 hours?
Well, you could give us a breakdown on the whole are you getting back together with Steve or not situation.
I don't know what's happening with us. We haven't spoken since Japan. All I know is I'm single.
You have to meet my dentist.
The last thing I need right now is to meet someone new.
Oh, he's happily married. I just thought if you were single, you might want to get your teeth whitened.
I am starving. But my body clock is still on Tokyo time. So it's actually 7 p.m. in the future. What am I in the mood for tomorrow night?
Something from your own house, perhaps?
No, that does not sound right. Let's see. I have a chicken leg, a string cheese, and a side of hormone shot.
Well, those are mine, Fernando.
I have to give myself shots to start this whole in vitro fertilization process. Oh, but I hate needles. I could help you. I give Fernando his allergy shots all the time.
She does. I'm allergic to everything. Grass, peanuts, balloon animals. Balloons are fine, but once they turn into poodles, it is Sneezeville, USA.
Good evening. Oh, whatever it is. How you doing?
What happened?
Ramona! Litter! School!
I am also allergic to pineapples, almonds, jazz. Fine. Let me see why Kim is freaking out.
What?
Ramona, letter, school.
Enough with the screaming. Would somebody read the letter?
It's from the San Francisco School of the Performing Arts. I got in!
All our hard work paid off!
All of the carpools!
And the dance camps!
And the recital costumes!
Our dance dreams are finally coming true!
Guys, I'm over here.
Ramona, this is not about you.
Oh. Yes, it is! Congratulations!
Bad news, Max. You're 4 1¾.
Aw. Wait a second. I got this hair gunk from Uncle Jesse. Okay, try it now.
Huh, 4'2".
Why does it look like you've been struck by lightning?
I'm finally tall enough to ride on the roller coaster! It's the scariest roller coaster at Mighty Mountain.
Oh, I love Mighty Mountain. I haven't been there since high school, when my hair got caught in the log ride.
I had big hair.
So, can I go, Mom? Please, please, please,
oh,
please.
Sure, please. Why not?
Yes!
We could have a mother-son super-size fun day. I'll go pack us some snacks. Do you want carrot or celery sticks? Oh, what the heck? We're having a mother-son super-size fun day. I'm bringing both.
Wow. I'm finally riding on the roller coaster. What if I'm not as brave as you?
You think I'm brave? Well, I mean, I don't like labels, but, you know. Brave, tough as nails, dashingly handsome.
Yeah.
Those all apply.
So, if I'm gonna do this, tell me exactly what happens on the troller coaster. I'm assuming there's trolls.
Trolls galore. Maybe it's better if I just show you. Sit here. Your cart takes you up the ramp as the sound of machinery fills your ears. Good job. Good job. Good job.
Doesn't sound too scary to me.
And then you drop straight down 100 feet. And then you pull into a 360. And just when you least expect it, troll.
Three trolls in a row? I'm having palpitations. You're gonna go on the ride with me, right? I need you.
I'm kind of bored with it by now, but, if you really want your brave big brother on the ride with you, then okay. Just remember, real courage looks fear in the eye and says, not today, fear.
Wow. Kara, you've been so helpful. I'm really lucky you're my student mentor.
You are. I'm the best. Well, your campus tour was amazing. Although Fernando never made it out of the gift shop.
I admit, I was a maniac at the store. I was buying like I never bought before.
Let me show you to my room immediately.
This outfit makes me want to flash dance. I'll get the chair. Hey, Merlina, fill my bucket.
When did I become the normal one?
Hey, Kimmy, I changed my mind. I need your help with my hormone shot. It's a little harder to stick myself in the butt than I thought.
I'll stick you in the butt. Drop trowel, bend over.
Can't we start with a little conversation first? I mean, I don't know, maybe tell me I'm pretty?
Well, you're not my type, but you're okay.
Step, touch step. Pirouette, pas de bourrée, back spin. Again.
Again?
We've been doing this for half an hour. Can we please take a break?
I guess so. It's not like anyone's watching us.
Let's have lunch. This is wheat germ, kale, and beets. Yum! It's kind of chalky and tastes like dirt. I know, it's so much better than it used to be.
Ooh, so what do you do at school besides dance?
Oh, we have lots of fun. We warm up, we cool down, we stretch. Oh, and on Fridays, we ice our joints. But mostly, we dance.
So no parties? No hanging out at the mall with friends? No boys?
Oh, no. This isn't high school. It's SAFSPA. And you're gonna love it.
Get out while you still can.
No! I love SAFSPA. It's the best decision I ever made. Run!
Now, don't you worry. I've given lots of shots, and I know how to make the patient feel relaxed and at ease. And sweet cheese, this isn't a needle, it's a lawn dart.
Not helping.
I'm sorry. Now, the key is to distract the patient so they don't see it coming. Ring, ring! Hello? Oh, it's for you.
Look,
Kimmy, I know this is gonna hurt. Can we just get on with the pain?
Okay, but before I do, look, I know we haven't always gotten along, but the real truth is, you're like a sister to me. And I really want this baby thing to work for you, because you are gonna be a great mom.
Wow. That's the sweetest thing you've ever said to me.
I think I might cry. Well, go ahead. We're done. Here's your lollipop.
Wait, you gave me my shot already?
Mm-hmm.
When?
While I was blathering on about sister this and baby that. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to take this call. I told you not to call me on this banana!
Who's ready for the troller coaster? I know I am! Woohoo! Yeah! Yeah!
Mom, what are you doing?
I know, I'm just trying to stay pumped. This wait has been excruciating.
Well, it'll be worth it when we get the scare of our lives.
You're next. Are you alone?
Well, for now. I broke up with my boyfriend slash business partner, and now my high school sweetheart might be back in the picture, but who knows? I had... Oh, you mean for the ride. Yeah, I'm alone.
Big surprise. All right, we've got a single rider. She's a lonely lady with a complicated story. Come on, don't make her ride alone. She's desperate.
Is that really necessary?
No, but it's the only joy I get.
Excuse me, guys. Excuse me. Sorry, guys. Coming through. Wait.
Steve, what are you doing here?
He's cutting, is what he's doing here. Hey, this is Craig up top the TC. We got a cutter.
Relax, pal. I'm a doctor.
What kind of doctor?
Podiatrist.
That's not a real doctor.
You sound like my mother. Stephanie told me where to find you. I just landed and I couldn't wait to talk to you.
Oh, okay, but can we do this someplace else? Like, not inside a troll?
No. This cannot wait, okay? I have something extremely important to ask you. How was your flight? Troll just sneeze on me.
Okay, you're next.
You know what, Max? What do you say we just ditch this kitty ride and go grab some funnel cakes?
Are you kidding? This is what became.
Come on, guys. It's time to rock and troll.
I'm sorry, Max. I thought I could do this, but I can't. It's too scary.
This is Craig up top the TC. Hold the ride. We got a code 3 BBC. That's a big baby chicken.
Why are you freaking out? You've already been on this.
Look, I lied, okay? I hate roller coasters. Even the tram ride from the parking lot got me a little queasy.
Why would you lie to me?
Because for the first time ever, you actually looked up to me. Called me brave.
Just remember what you told me. Real courage looks fear in the eye and says, "Not today, fear."
No, that doesn't sound like me. I'm more of a fear you make a good point kind of guy.
Well, if you're too scared to do it, then let's just go on.
Wait, hold on a second. I know this was your dream, and I don't want to be the one to crush it. Let's rock and roll.
That's my hero. Here we go. Hey, Craig. It would have been a great time to press the go button.
I'm not scared.
I'm not scared. Okay.
DJ, I've been thinking a lot about you and me.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about you too.
Well, look, I don't know how to tell you this, so I'm just gonna come right out and say it. Oh!
Max, in case we don't make it, I'm sorry I stole money from your secret stash and ate your skinny cow ice cream.
And I'm sorry you folded your clothes when you're sleeping.
You did what?
Did I say anything about my feelings?
Oh, mostly you just screamed, I don't want to die!
To be fair, those were my feelings.
There's a line cutter right there.
Hey, where are you taking him?
Where all the cutters go. Security land. DJ, wait for me!
First drop. Oh my gosh, that must have been at least 200 feet.
Yeah.
That's right down plummeting.
We got this close to
I
our
saw
faces.
It.
Oh, Mom, we did it, and it was amazing. We looked fear in the eye and we said... Let's ride it again.
Cosmo gonna be okay, Dr. Tommy?
A little.
So, Stephanie, have you noticed any side effects from the hormone shot yet?
No, I'm great.
Really? Because Kimmy tells me you may experience nausea, mood swings, sudden unexplained rage.
Fernando, I told you I am fine!
I'm so sorry. I don't know where that came from.
Well, maybe it was the hormones.
I know where it came from!
I'm sorry.
Hey, guys. There's my tiny dancer.
That's weird. It's SAFSPA. Hello? Yes, this is Ramona. Wait, what? This is so unfair. How could you do this to me? Thanks for ruining my life.
Well, is it good news or bad?
They said there's been a mix-up, that there isn't a spot for me after all. This is completely unacceptable.
How can they do this to you?
Looks like I'm doomed to a life of regular high school.
Oh, I feel awful.
Me too.
Marching in a line that could be stepped on at any time.
Stephanie, are you okay?
Yeah, sure, I'm fine. Why? You guys are the weird ones.
I feel so bad for you.
It's okay, guys. I don't feel like I'll bounce back. Someday.
Oh, you left your cell phone downstairs. You didn't miss any messages. Except this one from Lola. Would you like to read it, Fernando?
Certainly. Did your parents buy it when I called and pretended to be your dance school? Lol, lol, winky face.
That could mean anything.
Why don't you want to go to dance school?
Well, it's not because I don't love dancing. I do. I just realized that I don't want it to be my whole life. I want to be a regular teenager and hang out with my friends and have a boyfriend and chew solid food.
So why did you not tell us?
Because I thought you'd be disappointed. You guys have done everything for me. And I didn't want to let you down after all the time and money you've invested in me.
Oh, honey, you're not an investment. You're our daughter.
Our very expensive daughter.
Your dancing isn't what's important to us. Your happiness is.
Aww. Thanks, you guys. Aww. You know, the fact that I don't have to dance makes me want to dance.
Ah, the irony.
I don't have to dance. I don't have to dance. I don't have to dance. I don't have to dance.
Thanks, Mom. That was the best last day of the best summer ever.
We got the t-shirts to prove it.
So do I.
You know what? I think we're approaching the point in our relationship where you might actually be fun to be around.
And for the first time, Max, I can see the day when you're not going to be a constant pain in the butt.
Oh, more brother bonding.
Don't make this weird, Mom.
Oh, it's always open.
DJ, I got to talk to you, but I don't know how much time I have. They could be right behind me.
What are you talking about?
I busted out of security land. Well, actually, I said I have to go to the bathroom. And then I never came back.
Boys, can I have a moment alone with Steve?
Why?
Well, you're a little too young to understand.
Is it because Steve dumped CJ and you dumped Matt because you both still have unresolved feelings for each other?
No. But maybe. Go to your room, please. I guess Max kind of summed it up. We do have all these feelings, but we both just got out of serious relationships, so what do we do now?
Well, part of me wants to ask you out on a date, but I don't think it would be right for us to just jump into something else so quickly.
Yeah, I agree. We both need time to deal with what happened in Japan, so we don't bring in any baggage with whatever happens next.
When exactly does whatever happens next happen?
I don't know. 2 weeks seems too soon.
Yeah, but 6 weeks seems like way too long.
So, how about a month?
I've waited 20 years to be with you. What's one more month?
Oh, look at you two, so cute.
You're having a moment, and I just ruined it.
Oh, the old Mariner.
Oh, he's so creepy, but I love him so much. Oh, why am I going up the stairs when my room is in the basement?
I think I better get going. So, see you in a month.